Greta Weil is a German-Jewish writer who's published 4 novels and 2 short story collections. Her new book, The Bride Price, is the first to be translated into English. It uses a fictionalized version of a story in the Old Testament Book of David to convey Weil's experiences as a Holocaust survivor. Maureen Corrigan has a review.
In The Bride Price, Greta Weil refers to a scene from Claude Lanzmann's film Shoah, where a survivor of the Warsaw Ghetto says, "If you could lick my heart, you would be poisoned." Greta Weil knows firsthand what this survivor meant. She's also developed an awful tolerance for the toxic memories she harbors deep inside. Weil, who was born in 1906, is a German Jew. She and her husband, Edgar, emigrated to Holland in the 1930s. But during World War II, Edgar was arrested and died in a concentration camp. Weil went into hiding for 2 years. In 1947, she returned to Germany, which she calls the land of my murderers, the land of my language. Weil is now 86. She suffered a heart attack and a stroke, and she recognizes that The Bride Price may very well be her last book. Somehow, she's found the energy to wring poetry out of her poisoned heart. The Bride Price is a flawless, devastating book. If there's any justice, it should win lots of literary awards. But then again, as Weil reminds us, justice is scarce in our badly arranged world. The Bride Price consists of 2 interwoven stories. The first is Weil's own account of her struggles with memories of the Holocaust, with old age, and with her sense of identity. As a child, Weil dreamt about blonde Bavarian princes, about assimilation. Then, during World War II, she realized that she was a Jew, and only a Jew. But Weil says her Jewish identity, even today, is a fact without content, because she can't make herself believe in God. As an autobiographer, Weil reminds me of the great M.F.K. Fisher, whose food-studded memoirs of pre-war Europe and current writings about old age are also full of mysterious silences. Oddly enough, we may learn more about Weil through the second story she tells, a biblical story about King David's first wife, named Michal. In the Old Testament, Michal is a shadowy minor figure, but Weil breathes life into her. Michal says that she fell in love with the young David, a shepherd, because of his gentleness and his gift for music. After they marry, she watches horrified as David turns into a bloodthirsty king. But Michal never wavers in her loyalty, even as she grows into an old woman and David casts her aside for the scheming Bathsheba. Weil closely identifies with Michal and her tale of loss and courage. Writing about Michal even moved Weil to visit Israel for the first time. The figure of David is harder to decipher. He represents in part Weil's husband. He also represents Germany, the betrayer that Weil can't stop herself from loving. But neither Michal nor David are simple allegories. In fact, Weil's achievement here is that the biblical story is every bit as vivid and emotionally wrenching as her own tortured autobiography. Midway through The Bride Price, the elderly Michal rises from her sickbed and forces herself to be cheerful to her servants. She asks, "How should the young face up to life when we old ones show them that everything is in vain?" Weil's life has also tempted her to suspect that everything may be in vain, but she also shows us the dignity of enduring.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Bride Price by Greta Weil.